legitimacy of this association is such that they themselves said when they were in Mugabe, they decided that all were telling these fighters to invite Mugabe to Mozambique. When he got to Mozambique, they made him their leader. When they came to Zimbabwe in 1980, they campaigned for him. They supported him throughout the turbulence of 2000 and in fact made him a patron. So it would seem to me that these are critical stakeholders with a local standard to say to this man, we as voting veterans, we are asking you to step down. I do not see any problem with that.
Are we going to see people being arrested for treason or some of them are being kicked out of ZANU-PF?
Well, look, you know, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of the constitution, really, you know, this is a democratic constitution. You know, anybody is allowed to say what they want to say. You know, treason then gets you to a level where you are trying to bring down the government unofficially. This is a dispute between comrades within the association, so the government is not supposed to be involved. There is no law that can actually get these guys arrested. And besides, Israel can fire them from ZANU-PF. They fired Chris from ZANU-PF, but he's still a member of the Operators Association. So my feeling is that it is okay if they can go to the extreme and get fired from ZANU-PF, but they can still retain their membership and still, you know, propagate the demand and the anxieties of the people of Zimbabwe.
Can we say that the war veterans are now on the side of the masses, or this is just an internal ZANU-PF squabble?
Well, what they've simply done is, my brother, they've simply identified themselves with the common problems and challenges that we have always been talking about, the unemployment, the lack of drugs in hospitals, the collapse in service delivery. So they can even do within ZANU-PF. There's no problem with it. But once they then chase them out of ZANU-PF, then they go across to the domain of opposition, which means we can welcome them with all open hands. So I believe that they've got a legitimate ground to complain from within their party or from outside their party. But so far, I think we are quite happy to have them instigating a revolution within their